What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Anything said on Hillbilly Broadcast should be taken only as opinion. Also, the views of our guests and people that we interview do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Hillbilly Broadcast, Hillbilly Media, or any of our affiliates and sponsors. The following show is a production of Hillbilly Media, LLC.
Please remain calm. There is no need for alarm. This space is now being taken over by Hillbilly Broadcast. Hillbilly Broadcast.
On today's episode, we have the guys from Left on Red, which is a band that is, they sound fantastic. They're on the upswing, some up-and-comers based out of Philippi, and we want to talk to them, pick their brain a little bit, try to expose some of our listeners to them, all that, so on and so forth. So I'm going to play a little bit of their song, which is also called Left on Red, which you can get anywhere that you listen to music, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. And then we're going to go right in to the interview with the boys from Left on Red. Zach and Josiah, I know I've met you. I'm not met Isaiah. So Isaiah, I'm Phil. And we also got Kanan, who's on the other line there too. Say something, Kanan. Make sure they can hear you.
Nice to meet you guys.
Hey, buddy.
Kanan lives out in Indiana, but we won't hold that against him. Not tonight, anyway.
Oh, man.
Even though he is feeling a little bit down after he lives in Indiana, but he's a Ohio State fan. And of course, They just had that little run-in with
man,
Indiana.
What? Why are we bringing this up, you know?
I don't know why I torture you so much for that, because you are a Mountaineer supporter.
I am a Mountaineer supporter. Man, I was up there in the stands yelling, screaming, dude, cheering on the Mountaineers when they got whooped by Texas Tech.
While we were down 45 points.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I never gave up on them boys, though.
We were actually talking about this at work today, and I think that a lot of people wind up hating whatever team dominates.
100%. That's why I hate Ohio State. I thought they'd been
great for you. Oh, come on now.
I was so pumped up watching Indiana and a Morgantown boy whip that ass.
That was kind of cool with the whole Morgantown connection. Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, man. It hurt my soul because Cignetti wanted to be there when he was at JMU, and we didn't let Neil Brown go in time, and we could have had that. He wanted to be in Morgantown, and we did not let him have it. And now look at him.
Well, I've talked to Kanan different times. I said there's a lot of coaching talent that comes out of this area. It's just a shame that none of them stick around to help us out. But anyways, all right. So let's get into you guys here. So the band's called Left on Red. Just give us a little backstory here. How did this come to be, and all that, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so Zach and I have been friends for many, many years, you know, middle school and the high school, and both of us played music. kind of jammed around at parties and whatnot. And even after school, we had a close mutual friend named Aaron Stabenak that, you know, we've all known and loved. Between the three of us, man, we always would get together at parties and just jam around. And, you know, and sadly, after Aaron's passing, we kind of got together, and him and I got a lot closer after that and started talking, man, why don't we do something? Why don't we put a little effort toward this thing and sit down and actually put a show together, a set together? And honestly, one day, just kind of out of the blue, stuff started coming together, and booked the first show at Grumpy's in Philippi, man. And
Grumpy's in Philippi, heck yeah.
Yeah, man.
So you guys have all, Zach, I know me and you's played music a little bit there. When y'all start as kids, as far as learning your instruments or what?
Well, for me, I really didn't start playing guitar until probably senior year. I mean, of course, I've been a singer forever. I've always sang.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it comes to guitar, I think I started about senior year. And actually, Aaron's a Stabenak, the one that taught me. So,
okay.
Funny enough for me is, you know, my dad's been in a band called the Good Old Boys in Philippi for almost 60 years. And I grew up, you know, around that music my whole life. I didn't start playing guitar until about seventh grade. Actually, thanks to Aaron as well. And Dad taught me G, C, D and learned how to pick Wildwood Flower. And I started with bluegrass and Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and that stuff.
Heck yeah.
And just kind of branched into whatever I wanted from there. And I've been playing ever since.
I think Wildwood Flower was, I think that was the first one I learned lead on, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. What kind of musical influence for people, if there's nobody that's ever heard you that's listening, what's your influence? What do you guys kind of draw on? What gives you your sound?
Man, that's hilarious. It's a great question because people ask us that. And man, that's the thing. You never know with us. We have a rock sound, but a country sound all mixed in there in that kind of category. But you know, when we do a cover song, it may sound a lot more heavy than you're used to. It may sound a little more twangy than you're used to. And in between all of it, and somewhere in that rock, the country thing, you know, we love Chris Stapleton, you know, we'll throw in some, even Weezer was at another show the other day. We pulled out of the blue. We did Johnny Cash show, you know, it just, yeah. You never know.
Yeah. I've always really liked that heavy, and Cannon, you can speak to this too. We got big into country music. Well, we was in a little bit of a cult that didn't let us listen to much of it. So after we got out of that, we kind of started hitting it. And that would have been what, Canaan, like 2008?
Probably like, yeah, 2008, 2009, somewhere in there.
And
yeah.
I always liked that real heavy rock influenced country, like Jason Aldean,
yes.
Keith Urban, yeah. Brad Paisley. That's what really drew me to it. And then it kind of went a little pop for my liking, the mainstream stuff. But
yes. Same here. It's a little pop for us as well, man, but we stay in that same kind of that exciting where kind of it doesn't have that twang too much. You get a little bit of that distortion and a little fun on it, you know?
Absolutely. So when I was learning to play guitar, my grandpa, he's the one who taught me. He was a major Buck Owens fan.
Oh yeah.
And I like Buck Owens a lot, but my grandpa thought that's the only guy that could ever play any music, and the only way that you should ever play music was to sound like Buck Owens.
that's my dad and Merle Haggard. My dad, I'm telling you, we played some big shows this year, and we crushed them, man. We had a great year, and every single time my dad, first words out of his mouth when I got off stage, was, you didn't play any Merle. You didn't play. Like, hey, got me.
Yeah, so when I was playing guitar for Pap, if I dared to put any kind of overdrive on that guitar, it was, boy, that sounds like rock music. You better turn that off. I'd be like, but Pap, have you ever heard Brad Paisley? Yeah, he plays rock. I don't.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Now, he was a pedal steel player, and he could play. He was fantastic on it, but yeah, he didn't want no overdrive on the guitar. It had to be just like Don Rich played it.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Cannon, we were actually talking there when I was driving home. There's some artists that you listen to that whenever you first hear them, you're talking like about influences and stuff. Whenever you first hear them, you can't stand them. And then they grow on you like crazy. And I tell you what, yeah. I'm ashamed to admit this now. Chris Stapleton was like that when I first heard him. I thought, who is this Travis Tritt? Knockoff. This is what he would come on the radio and I would get mad. And then slowly I was like, no, wait a minute. What do we got here? Until next thing,
dude,
you know,
yeah.
Like we're making fools of ourselves at his concerts and he's my favorite artist.
Oh, dude, I love Chris Stapleton. Did you actually ever listen to the Stephen Wilson Jr. that I sent you over?
I haven't yet. No.
Oh, oh dude, my you got gosh, I'm telling you, man, when I first heard him at the CMAs this past year, man, I was like, oh dude, this guy looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, the guy sounds like his like jaw was wired shut. And I'm just like, I'm getting kind of like physically angry just like looking at this dude. And then I actually heard this song him and Hardy does. I think it's called My Father's Son or something. I was like, oh my word, like that's a crazy good song. So yeah, you gotta check that out.
We found Zach and I both were sitting there one day, man. We kind of found them very similar times and sent it back and forth. And when he was live, he did a live at the print shop. And the first one I ever heard was I'm a Song. And if you guys haven't heard that one, man, I'm telling you, it puts tears in my eyes to this day when I listen to it. Because if you have musical influence in your blood, you listen to it. Because every one of us, I know damn well, every one of us has had music playing for everything we've done in life. Mm-hmm. When we've lost somebody, music's playing. When we're on our highs and having the best time, music's playing. And this song captures that better than anything I've ever heard.
It's definitely a powerful song.
I got to check that out. Yeah, he's slowly growing on me too. And I tell you what I'm really liking is these guys that are kind of coming out of the independent side of things and doing this different sound. I know Chris Stapleton's not independent, but he's got that not mainstream sound. And I've really been digging that lately. You know, the Tyler Childers, Sturgill Simpson, these guys that are bringing something that doesn't sound like
Red Clay Strays.
Yeah, Red Clay Strays, absolutely. Something that is not rubber stamped out of Nashville. Oh, yeah. And I really like how that's gaining steam.
Yep. Even Oak, man, even go a little heavier on that country. I mean, that guy's sound, he has such a wheezy kind of sound, but man, it's addicting.
Yeah, who was you said?
Treaty Oak Revival.
Ah, somebody mentioned them to me the other day. I haven't listened to them yet.
Brother, check them out. They just put out a new album. It's pretty good, but that No Vacancy album they had out, it's phenomenal. We've actually been working on another cover of one of theirs. We're going to slide and set this year, and that guy's voice is incredible. I've met him a couple times. They're some of the nicest people I've ever met.
Well, heck yeah, man. Yeah, I got to check those guys out. What's the music scene like in West Virginia? You guys seem like you're really taking off and...
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
And getting a lot of exposure. I've always thought that it was the support for local music sometimes a little bit lacking when it comes to, you know, the state. What are you guys saying?
Yeah, when we first started, I think it was, it was jam-packed everywhere you really went. I mean, music was playing everywhere. Had local music pretty much, what was it, 17 North, and then they had like the summer concert series.
Yeah.
I mean, people came out. I mean, it seems like it may have slowed down a little bit, but I like the scene here in Philippi. It's obviously my hometown. And
yeah.
And our mayor here in Philippi, Phil, he's been around for years in bands and Full Circle and everything else. And oddly enough, my dad's so old, he taught Phil the first three chords on his guitar.
No kidding.
Since then, he made music, he's had music set up and everything for everywhere. And since he's been mayor, he's really been pushing that. And it brings the community together, which is super cool. Because when you leave Philippi, some nights you go to Bridgeport, like say Brickside, and there's other places that are great. Some nights, man, it's packed shoulder to shoulder. Other nights, there's nothing, man. There's nothing going on. I tell you what, I saw a band called the Filthy Heathens. If you guys haven't checked that out, write them down. Filthy Heathens. They are phenomenal, man. They're very similar to Whiskey Myers feel. I saw them play in Bealington at E3. And there was 12 people there. And I'm telling you, they melted my face off. And just no one knew. No one knew to show up.
Yeah.
It's man.
Now, are you seeing translation from people showing up to kind of creating a following from that, you know, social media. I'll try it again.
I know where you're at.
Where's that train wreck sound,
oh
you had?
Gosh,
yeah.
Social media interaction and like streams and stuff like that. Do you see it translate?
100%. Yeah, that's something that I run on the site with most of it for us is our Facebook page and whatnot. And, you know, we've gained since March is when we created our Facebook. We've gained over 3,000 followers since then. We're sitting there, you know, streams wise, you know, we have one song out. It's up over 20,000 streams. And it's not quite been a year yet for it. 77 countries and everything else, man. That social media was bridged a huge gap. Because there's only so many people you can play for in Philippines. There's only so many people you can play for around. And honestly, from us putting that song out, we've played the Barber County Fair, the Mon County Fair, Memorial Day Parade, all the way clear up into Geneva, Ohio, and on multiple shows up there on big stages that, you know, we would have not thought possible when we started there at Grumpy's a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Holy cow.
You know, we go to Geneva now just from our social media presence because we played one little gig up there and people up there were sharing our stuff and telling people. We go to Geneva now and we'll pull over 100 people to bar up there. And it's crazy to drive 5 hours to have people want us to play our music, you know?
That is awesome. I'm really glad to hear that. What kind of marketing did you guys employ? Just social media and then playing the live gigs?
Yeah, man, live gigs and talking about it, you know, shirts. We put our shirts and our brand out. We have a really cool logo. Zach Howard made it for us. It's a good buddy of mine I went to college with. It really captures our brand on it all the way down to what we're kind of shooting for with our music. And it feels good. So we put the shirts out. Even our banner that we hang behind us has a QR code. That QR code takes you to a Linktree, which has our Facebook page, has our Spotify, our Apple Music, has everything we're linked to right there so people can scan that and follow us. We run giveaways and promotions. I do a lot of video editing and putting stuff out and try to stay active. And sure. And that people around to us. And it's really since then is what really kind of moved it for us is just those little interactions. And when I like right now, in all honesty, we've got a lot of buildup. We decided since, you know, we've had our best year by far, we partnered with the Music Center in Bridgeport and we're giving away a guitar. We went up there and we picked out 3 or 4 guitars we really liked. And they gave us a hell of a deal on it and said, we're going to give it to some kid under 18 that wants to jumpstart their music. And so when we have until the 19th, when people can enter on our Facebook page and on the 19th, we're going to do a little drawing and give a kid a guitar for Christmas. And that's got a lot of steam and helped us out and going to help some kid out.
That is fantastic. Yeah. There's guys there. At the Music Center. I really like those guys. I've dealt with them. I think my first Martin guitar, Kane and I got when I was like 12 or 14 years old, I think came from them. And just been going in there ever since. Actually, I just bought a Martin off of them earlier this year. But yeah, I really like those guys. Good guys there.
Bonnet's my boy, man.
Yeah. So what would you talking about, you know, a kid or something that might want to be getting into this. What would you guys say to somebody that maybe sits home, plays their music, you know, doesn't know quite how to start getting their following out there or get their music out there and all that. What advice would you give them?
Simple enough, man. Leap. Jump for it. Go for it. Honestly, there's no holding back for it. You can sit in your living room and play all the time, and you can be the best guitar player in the world, but in all reality, you're the best guitar player in your living room. Until you go out and you put those strings out there for people, you put your soul out there for people, no one will ever know. Take the time. Take the journey, man. Put all that anxiety aside, play for your mom the first time, then play for your dad, then play for your uncle, whatever it takes, take those steps, put yourself out there and don't be afraid to fail. Cause I can tell you right now, we have had some blunders. We've had some moments where we just look like, we sound like trash up there. But I can tell you right now, we've had some highs this year that I can't even describe. I never thought would be imaginable. And that's been in such a short journey. So I would tell any of those kids, practice and take that jump.
Absolutely. Very good. Very good. Kane, did you have any anything you want to jump in there with?
No, I think that's good, man. No, loved the song, and I thought you guys were great. Loved it.
Yeah, Left on Red, that song sounds fantastic. Where'd you record that, by the way?
So we recorded that at the McCord House there in Clarksburg with Zach McCord, man. He's worked with really, really high-quality people out of West Virginia, like Charles Wesley Godwin and Philip Bowen. And he has people coming. I mean, he's so talented. He has people that fly in from Australia, from Ireland, Utah, all in the same week, just to record in Clarksburg. The man is that talented. And luckily enough, I don't know if it's because I knew his dad or what, but he gave us a chance. And we got in there. He loved us. He loved what we had. He really helped us take our song and elevate it and make it what it is. And
We have another one we're actually polishing up right now. Should be out the end of January. It's called Flirt With That Line. I mean, Zach, what do you think? It's one of my favorite ones we've ever done. So. It's
probably my favorite song that we've done so far.
Yeah.
Especially both of us, you know, we added our own, and our drummer came in and he added his own. And so it's, mm-hmm. we really went together on it. So
yeah, very good. I think a lot of times people don't realize the caliber of musicians that is in West Virginia. I mean, there's guys that, yeah. I mean, obviously there's,
you know, only thing we have to do is play music.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There's a guy that, his name's Ryan Oldacre. He helped me a lot on getting into bluegrass, because I learned a lot of that. It's not my favorite style to play by any stretch of imagination, but it definitely makes me a better player. But this guy here, he has no desires to become anything, and he's one of the best flat pickers I've ever heard in my life. I mean, the guy he sounds like Tony Rice, for anybody that knows bluegrass and knows who Tony Rice is, and just sits at home, you know, just gets the guitar out and just runs circles around me whenever we play together. But, you know, nobody knows he's there.
Yeah. For sure, man, for sure. And that's one of those things, like I said, same thing with him. Lee, go for it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm kind of interested in this. What's kind of your process for songwriting?
I wish I could tell you. That's the thing we've been working on. We're actually excited. We're going to be working with Zach McCord again. And the man has written, you know, major hits with Charles Wesley Godwin, you know, Jesse, Jamie, all these different songs that they've done, Minor Imperfections. They wrote right there in that same room we recorded in Clarksburg. And so we're actually going in with him. Was it tomorrow? I don't know when this will come out, but it's tomorrow for us recording this. We're sitting down with him and we're learning a process from him. As of right now, he asked him, Zach McCord asked me my process, because I wrote the majority of the last two, and Zach helped me put them all together and fill them in. And Zach's dad helped even on one of them. And he called it vomit writing, which I thought it meant, you know, it was pukey. It's terrible. He said, no. He goes, it's called vomit. You can't control it. It all comes out at once, and there it is. And I go, that's spot on. He goes, but you've got it. He goes, you guys got it. He goes, you need to be able to channel it. So right now, our main thing is, dude, we take a little bit of chords, a little bit of words, and piece it together what we can. But we're working on a good process.
I remember listening to, I don't remember who the guitar player was for Aerosmith. It was like his memoirs or whatever it is. And he was talking some about their process. And I did not realize, they said they would go in and record the album. And then Steven Tyler would come in and write the lyrics for that stuff. I thought, how in the world do you do it? That seems so backwards to me.
Very backwards from where we're at. You know, let's use Left on Red for an example. You know, I one day was in the shower and we had just named our band Left on Red, and I was kind of messing with those lyrics. And within 5 minutes in the shower, I wrote that song. And it was 3 months later, Zach and I sat down. I said, what about this one? I kind of toyed around with these words, and we're messing with it. Zach put his own tone into it. And Zach's dad actually was here with us. And he's like, man, I kind of like that. And he goes, I kept waiting for you to go left on red. And I was like, oh. And Zach and I just kind of looked at each other and said, oh. And that added the catchiest part of the whole song out of the blue.
Oh,
and ending, Zach and I put an ending at the end of it. And everything else came together, you know?
Yeah, well, it sounds fantastic. And I was listening to it on the way home as well. It's a very good song. Guys, I appreciate you talking to us very much. Where can people find you and find out more about you?
Our Facebook page, our main outlet right now, Left on Red, is on there. You know, it's got a picture of mine and Zach's ugly mug on there, but you can find us there. Also, Spotify, Apple Music, everything. We've got one song out with another one coming out later. Like I said, probably end of January. Everything will be updated there.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.